Hare Krishna. Question from Bhupesh Prabhu. Is our capacity to understand right or wrong determined by our brain capacity? If God has given us free will, why is he not given everyone equal capacity to understand what is right and wrong? Answer: our disposition, our present disposition, is determined by our past action. It is not determined by God's will. No, God, we are all souls, parts of Krishna. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanha. So as parts of Krishna, he has given us free will by which we can move forwards towards him by making right choices. But if we have been in material existence for many, many lifetimes, and in our previous lives, we have acted in particular ways, and the ways in which we have acted, they have become incorporated in our mind, something like our mind's default settings. Just like if we use a computer, we browse repeatedly towards particular sites, then those sites become added to our favorites list, and we without much effort go toward those sites. Something similarly, our mind has developed certain inclinations, and those inclinations have developed because of our own past actions. So the Bhagavad Gita classifies this into the three modes of material nature: sattvaguna, rajoguna, tamoguna, and it explains that based on the modes we are situated in, we will have particular kind of disposition. So those who are in the lower modes, say in the mode of ignorance or very much in the mode of passion, but they can not think about long-term consequences. They can think only in terms of immediate feelings and immediate pleasures and immediate pains. So because of this, they can think only what feels good and what feels bad, not what is right and what is wrong. So this is not something which God has arranged. It is we who have created that kind of conditioning by our own past choices. And the important thing is that this conditioning can be removed. If we make good choices now, by steady right choices, we will move onwards. And as we keep moving steadier choices again and again, we'll move closer and closer towards Krishna. And as we move closer and closer towards Krishna, as we come towards the mode of goodness, towards sattvaguna, then sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham apajayate jnanam yada tada vidyat virudham sattvam ityuta. In 14.11, the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that all the doors of the senses are illumined by knowledge. That means we understand what I should do, what I should not do. We are able to discern right and wrong more carefully and more accurately when we are situated in the mode of goodness. So it is not related with brain. So our capacity to choose right or wrong is not related with brain capacity. The brain is primarily an information processing unit, and as an information processing unit, the brain focuses on the number crunching, we could say, or data crunching. But this is information processing is one thing, and action discerning or value assessing, you know, what is right, what is wrong, that is another thing. So a computer, for example, can process information, but a computer cannot make moral decisions, because computer doesn't have conscience, computer doesn't have free will, computer doesn't have consciousness. So we do have consciousness, and our brain is simply an instrument. Our capacity to choose a right or wrong, it is not determined by brain capacity. It is determined by the kind of disposition that we have cultivated by our past choices. And presently, if we start practicing bhakti, if we start connecting with Krishna consistently through the practice of bhakti, then our discerning capacity improves, and then we can make better choices, we can make wiser choices, and the more we choose right, the greater becomes our capacity to choose right. So God gives us knowledge of right and wrong, God gives us the capacity to choose right and wrong, and when we make wrong choices, then we tend to choose wrong things. But if we still turn towards Krishna through the process of bhakti, by understanding Shastra, by understanding scripture, then again we can make right choices and increase our capacity to choose freely and our capacity to choose wisely. Hare Krishna. Thank you.